Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. It's a special weekend. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. And all us Dutch kids that are Irish wannabes are going to get out there and maybe bend an elbow a little bit. And I hope you do, too. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Thanks, Jop. And welcome to the Grilling Guys, and thanks for joining us. If you want to check us out online, you can go to our website. It is thegrillingguys.com. So pretty popular site. There's lots of recipes. Every show we broadcast, we put up there afterwards in an MP3 format. So let's say you're going to be a guest or you love one of our guests and you want to copy that and send it to somebody. It's really easy. It's also a podcast. And I got a great story for you, Jop. Last weekend, I told you I was in Detroit. And my buddy's kid, a typical Gen Xer, 30-something-year-old, kind of a techie young kid from living downtown Detroit, because that's all the rage now. He told me he's been podcasting our show for like 6 years.
Really?
And I never see the
poor kid.
He's a great kid. And he, as a little kid, he used to play at our house. He was one of those casualties of our zip line.
I see. Yeah.
But it was pretty
cool. Before they were cool.
Before
right.
They were cool, yeah. So
clothesline and a little roller with a T. Hang on, kid.
Seriously, I put in a zip line 20 years ago, and the kids really hurt themselves a lot. It was awesome. But
it was awesome.
He lives in an apartment. We talked about food for hours.
Really?
And he's like consumed with good food and
no
all
pun
this
intended,
stuff. He
right?
had yeah. so much to say and so many questions that it was really cool. And, I don't know, running into people like that that you've known maybe all their lives and then right. finding out they have this passion is, to me, it makes me chuckle.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, Johnny Mazkowitz, he is with a name like Mazkowitz, he is not Irish.
Right.
But yeah. In studio, a little ahead of time right now, is somebody that might be a little bit Irish, and his name is Billy Quinn.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
You know what? It's always a pleasure this time of year. We think of you, and you make time for us. So that's a cool thing. And, you know, we're going to run up and down your bar this afternoon, or this morning, rather. And I might be there this afternoon running up and down the bar. But
he'd be that monkey.
Right.
we've had him up there before.
Right.
There's
yeah.
a joke about you.
Generally probably a little better looking than me, I bet.
Oh, but, no. No way.
No. They're really bad.
But anyway, we were going to hit the beer and the whiskeys and the variety of beverages that we might imbibe in, as well as the food for this. And Billy, tell us a little bit about your place so we can give you some street cred here.
Sure. You know, we're a true Irish pub, Irish owned and operated, and we've been in business since 1984, so probably the longest continuous.
And now, originally, people would have known that as
Pete Brown's office. Right?
Yeah. And he was actually English, so you had to change the name, right?
Well, I'm not sure how he spelled Brown, because there's some Brown Irish guys, too.
Don't go there. Aren't they called Black Irish?
There is Black there Irish, is actually. Yes.
Yeah, there is.
Yep.
That's a thing, Jop. It's a
right.
thing.
I understand.
Well, actually, and just to interject on that, which is actually a good thing you brought up, the Grand Rapids Parade this year, Ancient Order of Hibernians, which right. is every year. Our Grand Marshal this year is Carl Kelly,
okay,
who is a true Black Irish.
Wow, huh. Nice.
Yeah, it's there's a great story.
And they're just darker complected. It's not like they're African or anything.
No,
right?
actually, Carl is African.
Oh.
And there's a great story in the magazine that's out,
that happened.
AOH. Yeah, it amazed me when I read about where he came from. And,
yeah.
Where his parents were from.
Isn't that funny?
If you get a chance, pick up one of the copies of the Hibernian Digest or whatever.
Well, you know, we were at Nancy Whiskey's last weekend in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
And there was some Black Irish there.
Yeah.
they were bouncers.
but it is true. You know, a lot of people just say it, but I was amazed when I studied a little bit about it. It's mm-hmm. and it's great, and we're honored to have Carl as our
nice.
Grand Marshal this
yeah,
year.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Cool.
So tell me how you make Irish coffee, because as a bartender, I had to learn how to make that. Do you make it?
Well,
it's not your thing?
Yeah, we make Irish coffee, but let me tell you, you tell me your recipe, and I'll tell you if you're doing
well,
it right.
There's, there's there one go. Thing that is really a big start in that you got to put your sugar in the coffee before you put your whiskey in.
Yeah, that's because true.
Because the alcohol will stop the dissolving of the sugar. It'll crystallize the sugar. And a lot of people miss that little
step.
Does
that in your arteries, too.
And it keeps it in the bottom of your cup instead of flavoring it.
Right.
And, he's going to be working here today and making Irish coffee. You're correct.
We need a guy.
I'd be happy to, and we'll be there tomorrow, Sunday, too.
Okay, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So I attended Byron College, and that was one of the things I had to learn, right, because it was a big deal at a cocktail lounge. You know how hoity-toity Big Rapids, Michigan is.
Especially with the bartenders they hired back then.
You know, it's funny, too, because on Irish coffee, and I shamefully, I don't do it all the time. We used to, but we kind of got away from it because it's just easier.
Right.
But in Ireland, you know, they take that fresh cream.
Yes.
They whip it right before they put it on your coffee. Oh, my God.
It's so good.
It is. It is.
Whether you put whiskey in it or not.
I'm embarrassed to say that.
Are you kidding me? Don't you at the holidays when your wife makes cakes and all that stuff and has the fresh whipped heavy cream and she keeps some extra, you don't put that in your coffee?
Listen,
I do.
You could put that on a bumper of a car.
Right. I'd make it good.
You could put it on a lot of things now that I think of it.
So let me pull this squirrel back
into here and
finish the Irish coffee because so far we've got coffee and sugar.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's all there is to it. Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, right.
So you got to use a good heavy coffee. And then I usually use just Jameson's because
Jameson's perfect.
It's a good Irish whiskey, but it's not a fine sipping whiskey, but it's Irish. And then I put some nice heavy cream on it.
Okay. So I need a quick lesson is what makes a whiskey an Irish whiskey versus another type of whiskey that is it where it's made?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all it. Irish whiskeys are made in Ireland? Is that fair?
Yes.
Well, I just
no. That's a great question
because called that all bourbons aren't made in Kentucky.
They should be.
I understand, but I'm just
and that's really a good question because it used to be back in the day they not Irish but Canadian whiskeys. What they used to do is they would make the whiskey here in the States, they'd ship it to Canada, so it would come back and say bottled. Bottled in Canada.
Yeah.
Even though it was American whiskey.
I see.
Well, the Irish, you know, it's bottled and bonded in Ireland, and I do believe that all Irish whiskey has to be distilled for 3 years.
Okay. Mm.
So you can't just open up a startup in Ireland and have a whiskey next week.
I see.
So yeah, it is, you know, bottled, blended. That's the key to look on your bottle. Say blended, you know, or distilled. That's better.
Uh-huh.
Distilled in Ireland.
Uh huh.
Because that's how they skirted the law, actually, by making it here, shipping it overseas, or you know, to Canada, and coming back as a Canadian whiskey.
Well, because of course an Irishman would never skirt the law.
Absolutely not. No, we import holy water, and on the way here, it turns into whiskey.
Right? Yeah, yes. I get it.
So, I have my brother-in-law got me a bottle 2 decades ago of Tullamore Dew in the crock.
Yep.
And I still have that, but I buy it in the regular bottles now.
Yeah.
And I keep the crock full. But we've blown through a whole segment, and we haven't even gotten on the point yet.
Right.
I blame myself.
Well, yeah, imagine that. Did we talk about beer? Nope. We stumbled on Irish coffee. But guess what? We got more time. So, Billy, stick with us, man. We're gonna cover a lot of things in a little bit of time here. You listen to Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
Stop.